The Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, continues.
Welcome back to the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Very happy to be joined by Browns defensive lineman Dez Bryant. Now, Dez, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Last week, how good did it feel to finally go out there and get that win over the 49ers?
I think after the stretch of games we had before that, the seven losses in a row, just really pushed that to the next level. You know, guys are always in here working hard. We come to work every day, try to do our best, and to finally have things come together was a great feeling.
Nine sacks on the day for you guys defensively. What was going right? Because it seemed like everything, but how did you guys dominate the 49ers like that?
You know, they played a great game. It's just that, you know, I honestly feel like we were just hungrier for it. Again, it had been so long since we had a win. They had pulled out a game the week before that, so maybe they were kind of relaxed a little bit. And so, you know, it was our home field. The dog pound was out there. We had to put on a good show.
So I want to go back to a play a couple weeks ago. It was Paul Kruger's sack against the Bengals, and you took that guard on that particular play and basically just chucked him back on his back. Is that as satisfying to you as actually getting a sack?
Absolutely. You know, I didn't get the sack, but to have the play result in a sack, because I was able to do that, you know, that's just as good as getting a sack for me.
When you pancake a guy like that, do you let him know about it afterwards?
I'm not usually a big trash talker. You know, if somebody has something to say to me, then I'll definitely let them know, but I don't start the trash talk, no.
All right, let's turn the page to Seattle this week. This is maybe the hottest offense in the NFL. Russell Wilson playing incredibly well. Mm-hmm. How do you go about trying to stop a guy like that who can be good in the pocket and also very good out of the pocket?
Well, I think he's been a little bit better outside of the pocket. So the first thing we're going to try to do is keep him contained in the pocket. Don't let him have easy escape routes to run the ball or, you know, extend the play with his feet. So us as rushers, we have to stay in our pass rush lanes, work together more to make sure that he's covered up.
Is it hard when you're going against a team that's now all the way down to, they just signed Bryce Brown literally off the street. He's going to play running back. So you don't really have any tape on him at all in the Seattle offense. But you've seen Rawls, who's done very well. You've seen Marshawn Lynch. Is it tough, though, when it's a guy that's just kind of off the street and they're throwing him in there?
It's a little bit tough. Obviously, you know, he has different strengths and weaknesses that we haven't really been able to study that well. But at the end of the day, the running game is going to be pretty much the same plays, designed to go the same place and do the same thing. So as long as we study what they've been doing overall during the season, then we should be fine.
All right, you're going to Seattle. Ataba Rubin is there now. Do you still stay in touch with Big Rube? You looking forward to seeing him?
Definitely looking forward to seeing him. He was one of my favorite guys while he was here. I've only been in loose contact with texting back and forth. He seems to really enjoy it up there, so, you know, it's going to be a good match for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what do you hope to accomplish personally here over the final three games?
Establish a little bit more of a foundation for next year. Obviously, the playoffs aren't looking – we're not really in it anymore. So to go out and get some more wins will really give us something to build on for next year. These guys, again, we work so hard, and to have things pay off for us, it'll give us a much better feeling going into the offseason, coming back ready for next year.
Do you kind of see it as a barometer for you guys? Because Seattle's going to the playoffs. Kansas City right now, if they went out there in the playoffs, same with Pittsburgh. So it's basically three playoff teams, a good chance to really test where you're at.
Absolutely. The caliber of teams that we have left, they're all very good teams. And, you know, we consider ourselves to be a good team. And the only way to prove that is to go out there and get wins against these guys. So it's going to be a tough challenge for us, but we're ready for it.
All right, Dez. Certainly best of luck to you Sunday against Seattle and, of course, the rest of the season. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
All right. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up here on the Mike Pettine Coaches Show. I'll give you my final thoughts as the Browns prepare to head west and take on the Seattle Seahawks this Sunday.